Angie. This is Natalie calling you back from Wayne Insurance Group. Sorry, I am unavailable today, but I did have a minute to give you a quick call back. Regarding this commercial umbrella that you said that you need released, so you have there's no binding authority with umbrella policies, but you are totally allowed to submit them. You may be getting some sort of an informational error. We can write trust, but this particular policy for Greg Sins that you have in a GCM 1024 LLC, I don't see any trust. I only see an LLC, so the commercial umbrella policy would need to match the deed holder of the rental properties. So I'm not sure exactly what the question is about a trust, but if they have a trust with certain people in it and then they have an LLC with different people in it, then you would actually need two separate commercial policies. Commercial umbrella policies, because we need all the members to be in both of the trust and the LLC. We can't have mixed membership in the two entities. So I don't know if that answers your question, but you know, if you have others, please feel free to reach out. I will be unavailable the rest of the day, but there are other members of my team. So if you happen to get my voicemail, please do get back out to the operator and ask to speak with someone else on the New Century team, and anyone on the team can help answer your questions. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I was unable to help you further with the voicemail. Bye-bye now.